Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. My co-host today is Mona Russo, and we're having a wonderful conversation with Matt Tamaris, who is the Deputy Director of Emergency Management for the town of North Hempstead. And even though it's, not even though, it is, May is Electrical Safety Month, we're talking about fires and whoever's been listening, the valuable, as Christina and I say, golden nuggets that are going out for people this morning, it's tremendous. But we do want to go to electric for a bit, because I think, and I've seen it in people's houses when you walk in, you know, they have a socket, which two plugs can go in, and you see six plugs in there because they got a
strip.
Whatever you call it. Not even the strip. I'm talking about that extra plug that goes in. And because you don't see electric, it's just a couple of wires, you don't appreciate the negativity, or not the negativity.
that's
worked, but I mean
the danger.
Of you walking out of the house, now you're out shopping, and all of these things, the power starts to pop.
Correct. It's overloaded outlets are a major cause of fires. And you know, especially with the senior population, that's you know, something that's very, very common, because a lot of their houses, when they first moved in, didn't have the electrical capacity that's needed today. So the house was designed for a different time, and they were living in a different time, and now all of a sudden they have all these new appliances and stuff, and their kids and their grandkids are so excited at Christmas to get them this new appliance. And you know, what do? Well, there's not enough outlets. They plug it in and put an extender in there.
Right.
Matt, but Grandma doesn't know how to use these new appliances. That's the thing. How do I do this? How safe is it? We really need education, as you're giving us.
Well, there's one thing to use the appliance, and then it's obviously another thing to have it connected properly. And the truth of the matter is, if you don't know how to use it or you're not using it, it should be unplugged. Because why overflow that outlet?
Give it to the senior center and let them raffle it off.
Or that. That's always a good
method. Somebody else worry.
Right.
But even most appliances nowadays, even if they're not being used, they draw electricity because they have some type of computer in them. And, you know, the clock is always going on that or whatever the case may be. So if you're not using it or you don't know how to use it, unplug it. Toaster ovens, you'll always see in the kitchen now, because the microwave and a toaster oven, you'll always see them plugged in just as you described, John, which, you know, the truth of the matter is a microwave draws a lot of power. Toaster oven draws a lot of power. And those circuits are overloaded, and that's a problem.
So a toaster oven off still is drawing something, so you should unplug it?
It depends which brand. The basic, like Black & Decker that's here, you know, doesn't have any electronics in it. That's not drawing power. But the truth of the matter is, you know, you still should unplug it.
Okay.
Because what happens is, what if it doesn't turn off? Or if it's the toaster oven, how many times have you taken something out, you close it, you didn't turn it off, and that toaster's going.
Okay.
So even though it may not be caused by electrical, that case, you still have an oven fire.
Right, I get you. Okay.
Matt, there is a way to unplug things. A lot of seniors just pull on the wiring. But there is a proper way of unplugging, using the actual plug, not pulling it out of the socket. Because sometimes you can see little fire bursts coming from there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is truly wonderful for older people to know. And I hope that younger people know too.
But you tied into something that's very interesting, because you're correct. They do pull on the wire. And why do they pull on the wire? We get into mobility once again. It's much easier to pull on that wire that you could reach with, you know, maybe your foot or your cane or whatever the case, grab it and pull it up to your hand than to get down on your hands and knees, which is difficult to do and do that.
Yeah, you're right, 100%.
So it's very interesting that because of mobility and all the other issues, you're right. You're taking, in theory, what's the easier way out. And which may not be beneficial to your long-term health.
Right. This happens often in the kitchens, and you see it in bathrooms and sometimes behind a bed. You know, you have two sockets, and then they'll buy a socket that goes into one of the sockets, which makes it a two or three. I've seen them for six.
Four or six,
yeah.
Right.
Now, then I know there's the UL approved circuit breaker type of thing built in. Explain that versus what people do have, what the circuit breaker and the benefit of it.
Right. And there's a couple of things. If you're talking the bedroom, those are usually right. Those are the power strips, and those power strips usually have their own little circuit breaker. UL is Underwriter Laboratories, and they test all electronic appliances. Okay. So you should not buy any appliance, any cord, anything that hasn't been UL tested.
Okay, because you see that on it, UL approved.
Now, granted, that's UL tested to what it's rated for. Power cords have different, you know, different amps, different ratings. So, you know, a power cord that's rated for outside and rated for 25 amps is different than a power cord that's rated for 10 amps. An indoor cord is different than an outdoor cord. So you still have to use that product even though it's been approved. It's been tested to what it's supposed to do. So you still have to use that product in the fashion it's supposed to be
used. Just
want
to interrupt you. I think that's the most important thing. Whether it's an extension cord or whatever you're using, use the product for its intended purpose. Don't use this small little cord if you wanted to do a big, powerful, I don't know what, lawnmower on or some bizarre thing. Because you're going to turn around and say it didn't work. It didn't work because you're not using it correctly. It's important. A good point.
And what will happen is because it's trying to draw that, the cord will heat up and then you'll have a fire. Another thing that elderly do, especially in the bedroom, is they'll put that extension cord. A, it becomes a permanent cord because moving from the one outlet that's behind the bed to either the side of the bed or to the other side of the room for the TV or whatever. So that becomes a permanent cord. And they'll use that permanent cord and they'll run it under a rug because they'll say, I don't want to trip on it. It doesn't look good, whatever the case may be. So they'll run it under a rug. When you run it under a rug, you don't realize that there's still friction going on, and you're still creating a problem, and so those wires can wear out, and that can be a fire. So it's not recommended. Is not recommended. Okay. Just want to say that twice. is not recommended to run those wires under rugs. You see that all the time. You see people staple them to walls to make it a permanent extension cord.
You know. North Hempstead, the outdoor wiring. Is that taken care of properly?
You mean the service wiring, like what PSC&G wiring?
Yes.
Okay. Well, North Hempstead doesn't have much control over that wiring, but that is PSC&G in the utility. And from my perspective, I feel they do a very good job. But, you know, same thing. You know, if the trees are not maintained or whatever the case may be, you could lose service to your house. If you have an overgrown tree and that tree falls in a windstorm, rainstorm, whatever the case may be, just due to age, you know, clearly that wire is going to come down, and that wire is dangerous when it comes down. You know, you don't know how that's being backfed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even if the whole neighborhood's out, you can't assume that the wire on the ground by your house is a dead wire.
Right. Actually, I just want to go back for a second to those strips you were talking about. Mm-hmm. I think this is a situation where seniors living at home should ask their adult children, or more specifically their grandchildren, to go and buy them the strip. They know what it is because of computers and everything else. They have all their stuff turned into it, or plugged into it, excuse me. Whereas you tell a senior a power strip, they just know the multiple extender.
Correct.
And you say, listen, do me a favor. Could you pick me up two of these power strips or whatever number you need so that, one, it becomes something where the family's aware and say, Grandma, why do you have 10 things behind the bed, under the curtain, or wherever it's going to be? A power strip, I know, at least has the power surge that'll go off.
It's got a little circuit breaker built into it. And, you know, the funny part is most of the youth, they don't use it because they're really worried about, like, the fire. Mm-hmm. They use it because they want to protect their computer and everything.
Right.
And they're worried about the power surge. You know, not the other way around. But that's fine because it does the same thing. And it doesn't matter the reason as long as the piece of equipment is protecting them.
Right, right.
And so it is very good to have those. I'll give you another example. If you whether you were using your car or not, and let's say you weren't driving your car that often, so you weren't going to wear out the tires as far as mileage.
Mm-hmm.
But your car had 15-year-old tires or 20-year-old tires. Would you drive that car?
Right.
No, everyone knows the tires rot out. The tires aren't safe anymore. It's the same thing with electrical wiring, and especially with power cords. You know, they're coated. They get bent. They move. You know, those cords. You know, those cords are 15 years old, and some houses 20. My grandma's, when I cleaned out my grandma's house, there was one that kind of scared me. You know, it literally was like twisted pear coated with tar. I was like, you know.
Well, some of them are cloth.
Yeah.
Not cloth, I mean, like rope or something,
but all of
whatever
that,
it is.
All, you know, it ages. It disintegrates. Right. All of a sudden, you have bare wires showing. Then you have the carpet on it, rubbing it away. So it's something to be concerned about.
Right.
One thing, when you buy grandma or grandpa a gift, read to them about how to use the appliance.
Right, right.
That's an important feature because that gift has to be safety for your parents and your grandparents and children around.
No, that's a good point.
Yep. I know we're getting close to time, yeah. So without jumping... We did talk about smoke detectors, and smoke detectors are the best way to prevent, you know, getting hurt in a fire. Early detection allows you to get out of the building. So just to recap, we do want to make sure you have a smoke detector. You should have a smoke detector outside of every sleeping area. You know, some people say in the bedroom. I'll tell you why I'm not a big fan of in the bedroom, because if it's so smoky in that bedroom with the door closed, you know,
it's then too by late.
The time, right, you
that's
maybe
a good
to,
point.
Where if it's outside your bedroom and the door is closed, you know, there you go, the smoke detector's going off. So I do like it on every level of the building. I do like them, and change the batteries. Test it, make sure you could hear it, make sure it's at a frequency you could get it, and change the batteries. Every time you change the clocks, you change the batteries, and buy a good battery. Don't buy the cheapest battery.
Right, it's a good point.
You can find.
Moni wanted to throw in something there because
we
have a minute.
And don't smoke in bed.
Right. Well, actually, don't smoke at all.
I agree with you because I don't smoke. But don't smoke in bed.
Absolutely.
Or fall asleep while smoking.
Absolutely.
Right. Terrific. Matt, as always, it's a pleasure when you're on the show. I'm just throwing in one other thing. When you're cooking, don't be walking away. Don't be getting on the phone. If you're cooking, pay attention. Be mindful of what you're doing in the kitchen. So many people walk off, the pot boils down. You get in a nice conversation with one of your lady friends and, you know, you got a fire. Bottom line, you've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM WCWP with Matt Tamaris, who is the Deputy Director of Emergency Management and is doing a great job in the town of North Hempstead. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, John.